CBS News. I'm Eric Escola in Minneapolis, where at least four people have died and 20 to 30 remain unaccounted for following yesterday's bridge collapse on a busy interstate highway. The Minneapolis fire chief is Jim Clack.
This is not a rescue operation any longer. It's a recovery operation, which means we move slower and more deliberately. We want to make sure and search everywhere.
With more on the bridge collapse, here's Frank Settapani in New York.
The accident last evening turned ordinary people into instant heroes. CBS's Tracy Smith has that.
One of the amazing things about this city is how people jumped out of their cars. People drove to the site to rescue other people. I spoke to a young man who heard a loud explosion, drove toward the site, and immediately got out of his car, got onto the bridge, started carrying stretchers with some of the rescue workers who had arrived, saved a number of people.
Others rescued children whose school bus had just gotten across seconds before the collapse.
Me and a bunch of other guys had to lift the kids off the school bus, bleeding, screaming, broken bones.
The question now, what went wrong? Minneapolis-based bridge engineer Dick Staley says federal investigators have their work cut out.
They will look at everything, and they will look at it thoroughly. They will determine why this came down, because we need to know.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington.
There will be a good deal of on-scene investigation.
And National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenkerr says evidence could also be brought to Washington for lab analysis. The federal effort also includes the FBI, the Coast Guard, the Corps of Engineers, and other agencies. President Bush is receiving frequent updates.
The Minneapolis Star Tribune says a government report 2 years ago rated the bridge structurally deficient and possibly in need of replacement. Made in China and being recalled again. This time it's a million Fisher-Price toys, Big Bird, Dora, and other children's characters that may have high levels of lead.
The hazard is surface paint of these toys can contain excessive levels of lead. Lead is a toxic substance. If it's ingested by children, it's cumulative. It stays in the system.
And it can cause brain damage, says Julie Valise with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Well, the long way around seems to be the preferred route for Cubans trying to sneak into the United States. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Yes, Frank. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say 90% of Cubans fleeing the island now enter the U.S. overland. Here's how it works. U.S. relatives pay thousands of dollars to organized crime networks who scoop their loved ones off Cuba's westernmost tip in powerful speedboats and then deposit them on the Mexican coast. Now, the Mexicans are worried. They're starting to see more of the kinds of crime associated with criminal gangs. Frank?
A world-renowned Irish singer, songwriter, and storyteller has died. A message on his website says Tommy Makem lost a long bout with cancer. He was 74. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up a little bit more than 6 points. This is CBS News.
At 8:03, 70 degrees, partly cloudy skies, a high in the mid-80s with sunshine today.
Trusted information for the Twin Cities and the Upper Midwest. Live from the WCCO Newsroom. Uninterrupted, commercial-free. The 20 at 8 continues on today's 830 WCCO.
Good morning, and I'm Telly Momayak in the newsroom. The official death toll from yesterday's bridge collapse in downtown Minneapolis has been revised downward. Initially, authorities said seven people were confirmed dead. Now that number stands at four. That's based on the sets of remains that are at the Hennepin County Medical Examiner. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Amelia Huffman.
As you might imagine, there is a fair amount of chaos in the first few hours of an operation like this, and our emergency operations center gets those numbers from a variety of sources, including the area hospitals, medical teams on the scene, police officers and recovery teams at the location of the incident. They bring all that information together and come up with the best possible numbers. That was the figure we were working with last night.
And that death toll of four is expected to rise. 20 to 30 people remain missing and 60 others are recovering from their injuries this morning. Minneapolis police and fire officials just held a news conference with the Hennepin County Sheriff on the tragic collapse of this bridge. WCCO's Eric Escola was covering, and he joins us live with a recap.
Right, Kelly. Officials say this is now a recovery instead of a rescue mission and say it's going to be a slow, deliberate process. And they use that phrase several times. Perimeters have been set up in southeast Minneapolis to limit traffic. And it's going to be a 3 to 4 to 5 day operation, complete with divers, heavy equipment, sonar, state-of-the-art type equipment, both above the level of the Mississippi River and into the water itself. This is Minneapolis Police Chief Tim Dolan.
We know that there are numerous other vehicles that are in the water, And so the recovery involving those vehicles and people who may be in those vehicles is going to take a long time. We're planning on staffing this perimeter for 3 days minimally, and it's probably going to be longer as far.
Governor Pawlenty and Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback, other officials are touring the bridge collapse, and they'll be reporting back to the public and the news media at about 9:15. For now, reporting live from southeast Minneapolis, Eric Eskelov, 830 WCCO Radio News.
Now, another big part of the story is the outpouring of support for the victims and tales of survival. WCCO Susie Jones has that part of the story live from the scene.
You tell me, really, the outpouring of support and how people so quickly rallied to the aid of those people on the bridge that needed help, just astounding. One of them, Jay Reeves. He is an EMS and public safety director with the American Red Cross, which just happens to be near the site of the crash, ironically. And he was on his way home. Jay, tell us what happened. Once you saw what happened, you went over and said what on the bridge and in what kind of commanding way?
Well, I have a very loud whistle, and what I did was I whistled as loud as I could, and I said very forcefully, if you can hear my voice and you can walk, get out. Let's go. You need to get away from this area, and that was my entire priority initially.
And you heard the bridge what?
Once it had come down, when I got out of my car, I could hear some sort of it was just a groaning noise. I don't know what it is. All I know is that I have an unstable situation. People need to get away.
And you got the kids off the bus or help?
Well, other people honestly were getting most of the kids off the bus. I didn't get them off the bus, but I told them where to go, and they followed my directions, thank goodness.
And again, so many people like Jay stepped up and did what they needed to do quickly to get people off that bridge so that there were not more fatalities involved in this. But again, as you said, recovery effort underway and more victims probably likely in this as well. Reporting live from Minneapolis from the scene of the bridge collapse, Susie Jones, 830 WCCO Radio News.
Thank you, Susie. Now, Governor Pawlenty expected a call from President Bush this morning, and he also plans to meet with Transportation Secretary Mary Peters when she arrives in town with Senators Amy Klobuchar and Norm Coleman. The governor says he's praying for the victims and their loved ones.
Of course, we are thinking about and praying for the families who've got people who they've lost here or who are injured, and they need to know that we're thinking of them and praying for them on behalf of the whole state and the whole country.
A prayer service is planned at noon today at St. Olaf Catholic Church in downtown Minneapolis and at the St. Paul Cathedral. And to help commuters get where they're going today, MnDOT has converted Highway 280 into a temporary freeway. They've closed the exits between Broadway and County Road B, and we're told by our traffic center that that is actually a very good route, and that's flowing freely this morning. So commuters, that's a very good alternate for you. MnDOT also has other alternate routes on its website, MnDOT.gov, and you can get that information by calling 511 as well. And until 9 this morning, Metro Transit offering extra buses from park and ride lots in the Northern Metro. That information on Metro Transit's website, metrotransit.org. WCCO News Time is 8:08.